the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. I'm Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, true seeker of the far north, coming out of Alaska, and talking today about the tasering. I've been laying the groundwork for the tasering, what's going on, and how these, quote, police, which are members of a paramilitary organization, and anybody that has been in the military will understand the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and these policies and procedures is another word for the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and that's what all these police and troopers, and they get the Sheriff's Department to sign up for it, too. And that's their Bible. That's what they're going by. And for those that are just tuning in, I will briefly go over the issue of the police is always the first aggressor unless you walk towards him, so you never walk towards police or troopers. And they use what's called the use of force continuum, which is a mandate. Their definition of force, this is on my home page. You can go download it yourself. It's in section 107-2, and their force is the level to get you to submit. And it's an escalating type thing, and they can skip the steps. And the first level is officer present, which is the uniform or the badge. The badge is worthless because their badges have no authority. The second level is verbal persuasion, direction, commands. They issue commands. Get out of the car! Get over here! Do this! Do that! Hey, Lava, I'm not in the military, but they're military, and they expect you because it's a police action. Next level is their soft hand control and pepper spray. The next ones is their projectiles. Then they use hard hand empty control or electronic weapons, which is where the tasers come in, and batons. They're taught tricks to do with those batons, not the least of which is hitting you, but how to use them as lethal weapons or to disable you. And, of course, deadly force includes their little pea shooters, their Glocks and all that other stuff that they carry, whatever size 40 caliber or 9 millimeter, whatever, and they shoot you. And, of course, the question is, how do they get away with it? They always say, I'm in fear of my life, or I'm in fear of somebody else's life. They're taught that. Even when I was getting out of my truck, peacefully walking back, because I never do anything to give these guys any reason. I am always lawful and peaceful to the nth degree. Because to do otherwise invites, if you got to want to commit suicide, that's a good way to do it. Especially after they get your number, when they find out that you know what's going on. And so I never do anything, and I would advise other people not to do that at all. That's not the way to beat what's going on here. Unless you got a death wish, and that's the easiest way to get in the grave. And then, of course, they've got rid of you, and everybody's happy, I guess, including you. So what I started doing when I finally understood what was going on and I could really prove it all, I came across what's called a constitutional seizure, the Fourth Amendment. What is a constitutional seizure? And let's see here. This was one of many cases. Let me go up here to the top and get the name of this case. This case is Florida versus R-O-Y-E-R, Royer. And it's 460 U.S. 491. 460 U.S. 491. And this is a 1983 case. And there's quite a few cases along this this line that are out there that have been that have come off of this. But it's called a constitutional seizure. And what does it take to invoke a constitutional seizure? Well, this is right out of theirs here, and let's see, it's on page about 513, and it says, a Fourth Amendment protections apply only when official authority is exercised, and here's the key, such that a reasonable person would have believed he was not free to leave. Reasonable person would not believe he is free to leave. Well, I'm going to tell you how to put a bright line on that, and we'll be back. I hear the music. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and I've been talking about what's really going on behind the scenes with our paramilitary, which is the police and troopers and all those. They hold no civil office, and if we get time, I'll go over some of that, too. But understanding that they use what's called the use of force continuum. It is an escalating, starting from uniform present officer, he's military, shows up, and he starts issuing commands, and if you don't obey, then he is at liberty to choose whatever he chooses to pepper spray. And now they're really getting into this taser because, oh, my goodness, it's just so much fun to see those people on the ground shivering or going away there. And then like Eric Spitzer and some of those others, it's even a lot more fun to nail them a time or two. This is hoo-ha fun, and I'm getting away with it because I was in fear of my life. And you're handcuffed, you betcha. We have Jack in Texas, and then we're going to continue on with what I was doing that they don't want you to know. Go ahead, Jack.
Yes, sir. I just tuned in a little bit late there. You were talking about something that you drive with a UCC license plate?
Well, what I did initially is I started off with the no tags. I put private property, and that really got their attention, and because when I understood that as soon as I registered, I gave away the ownership of Old Blue, and Old Blue and me, we've both been to the pokey so many times, so then I finally came up with they have an interest only in identifying that, quote, private property of mine. So I did a UCC, and I did a perfected security interest on it, of which I became the secured party, and this other fiction was a debtor. So I was operating from the constitutional side, and I had tags made up exactly the same size. I used the UCC number. I went down and registered it, And, oh my goodness, these guys just went ballistic. Every time they saw that, I put it in red because, I figure that's war. We're at war here. So I made their letters red. And, the very last tag that I had is the one that the, Brad Nelson did, because I got tired of these guys taking it. So I trimmed the bolts on it so they couldn't get it off. And he goes up there and tries to take it off. And it won't. And he said, well, I'm going to have to pry it off. He said, whatever. And he puts his hand behind the tag, and I put axle grease back there. He comes out, you put axle grease on this. I said, hey, put your hands where they don't belong. It's not my problem. So he took a, he went back, of course, and got a crowbar and pried them off and broke the bolts. But I had it registered, UCC. I had all of the VIN numbers and everything, so I had nothing to hide. But they really don't want that, because once that gets away, they're collateralizing all this property.
Well, yeah, no, I understand. So what did the plate itself actually show as far as a number? What?
Oh, I had the UCC number on it.
I mean, what is that number? You're so...
Oh, I know. I had UCC dash, and that there's a number that you get when you go down to the UCC. They give you a number, and I put that number on it so they could be sure and find it.
Okay.
There was a, I think it was a 5 or 6-digit number. And so I just put that number out there, UCC dash whatever. And then I carried a document in my my filing that showed who I was and that I had the right to do this. And here's the VIN numbers and everything. I said, hey, I got nothing to hide. And they just went ballistic, man. I'm telling
oh,
you,
I'm
these
sure.
cops went
right over the roof.
Well, it's the bankers and all these other money types that are behind the scenes that control us, because, you see, if they don't have control of the property, then there's no reason to have a driver's license. There's no reason to have insurance. There's none of these other things. They all fall by the wayside.
That's true.
So okay. They have to have the probable cause that you're driving a company-owned car. And if I had a if all of these cars were mine, God, I'd want everybody to have insurance. I wouldn't trust these idiots out here, the ones I see driving around. Would you?
Very true. All right, thank you for your time.
You betcha. Okay, now getting back to, now that we've kind of laid the groundwork here for what these guys are, their military, their Uniform Code of Military Justice is called Operating Procedures, and they have several different names. Anquages is called Response Resistance, and not even the defense attorneys can see theirs. Theirs is so secret. Talk about a secret police, huh? It's unbelievable what's going on. But anyway, what I was talking about in this case here is, what is a constitutional seizure? And a constitutional seizure is when a reasonable person would have believed that he was not free to leave. Well, the first thing that you need to understand is Miranda is a bunch of nonsense as far as your constitutionally secured rights, because that is a determination made by the police when he should enlighten you of your constitutionally secured rights. Well, now, excuse me, and Miranda says it's not law. It's flexible. Well, the first thing is, that guy is not an attorney, is he? Is that cop? Is that military man an attorney? No. That's another ruse. Everybody says, they didn't advise me my rights. Well, hey, you know what? You can't cure stupid. But we can cure ignorant. The Miranda rights, oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, it's the bottom line is, when the cops figures out that he's done far enough, and then the courts will back it up so he can give the appearance of protecting your constitutionally secured rights, hoo-ha, then he will, oh, yeah, I'll enlighten you here. It's just like the DWI guy. They get around, they do all this nonsense. The eye test is the most damning thing that they do, and then they get around, they ask you to count backwards, and the sane person would say, well, I can never learn to count backwards. The drunk will have a whirl at it. It's amazing how they set these traps. But anyway, getting back to how do I have a bright line issue of a Fourth Amendment seizure? I read this. I said, okay, I need to have a bright line decision. How do I invoke that? Because the issue is, when a reasonable person would have believed he was not free to leave. This is why they just pounded me to the living. I mean, they every time they saw me, I mean, I had more cops met in 2 years and you can shake a stick at. So what I decided to do, which I posted here on all the lists, and this is what got me arrested, because I posted it, I gave it to the guy out at the bluegrass festival that they have out of north of Wasilla every year, and he read it and said, this is great, because they always bring up their helicopter, the troopers do, and oh my God, they're just strutting around out there. You'd think we're having an invasion by the troopers, and the bluegrass festival's on private property, but they come strolling in there, and they come up to the thing there. Mr. Winterup, please open your cooler there. I need to inspect, see if you got any beer or drugs or whatever, and these people do it. So this has all sorts of applications to traffic to this, and they'd emptied out the Palmer jail. And this got out there, and boy, this caught on like wildfire, and the troopers didn't seem to have much luck arresting anybody that year, and even made the Anchorage Daily News in the Alaska section. They wrote two paragraphs about it. Anyway, so how do you get this to be a bright line, a constitutional Fourth Amendment seizure? It's actually pretty simple. When the cop comes up, police, trooper, whatever he is, FBI, am I under arrest? And they'll say no. Well, you say, am I free to go? And they'll say no. Now you have invoked a bright line, which means it's very clear, very concise, can't be negotiated. A Fourth Amendment seizure has happened when a reasonable man would believe that he was not free to leave. At that point, the next part is, am I under arrest? No. Am I free to go? No. Now you've got the constitutional seizure. Well, then you can also ask me, another one I used to do just to irritate those guys, if I tried to leave, what would you arrest me for? They would say, well, disobeying a lawful order of a police officer or resisting arrest or disorderly conduct. What's that tell you? Disobeying the order. There you go back to your use of force continuum. Or resisting. How the hell am I resisting? If you don't have anything to arrest me for, by what authority are you holding me with that Glock there and all these other folks? You're armed. So the next question, next thing is, you invoke your Fifth Amendment right, because we have to use technically all of those Bill of Rights. Most of that we're supposed to be protected by the constitutions of the several states. Of course, these constitutions of the several states now, all they are is the corporate thing, because they're the constitution of the state of Alaska, not the constitution of Alaska. So anyway, invoke the Fifth Amendment right of assistance to counsel, and present, and I have the right to shut the heck up, not give evidence. There's the killer. They have no evidence from this point on. I've invoked my right under the law of necessity here. He said, well, you give her your license, and if you have one, under the law of necessity, I will give him a driver's license, if I had one. Okay, there, I've tried it both ways, but I would give him one if I had one. And then they would say, well, I need your registration. I said, sure, I've invoked my Fifth Amendment right of assistance to counsel, and I'm waiting on him to show up. And I invoked the right to shut up and not give evidence against myself. So I guess you're out of luck. Do you want to order pizza? Because we're going to be here a while. And the first time I did this, APD says, you're under arrest, get out of the car. I said, I'm waiting on assistant to counsel. My hands are on the steering wheel, the video's going, and I am making no moves. If you think you have the authority, you just go ahead and break right in. I will not resist. Do what you got to do. They went back and had a big hubbub, and that's the first time they'd ever seen this. And about 10 minutes later, they come back, and it's going to be a bunch of traffic citations. Somebody up the line knows what's going on. These flunkies at the bottom end, one of them was John Connolly, and the other was Pollock. There's two of them that were there. And of course, John Connolly, he said, I can have you written up every time I see you for speeding, or I'll have other people. I said, yeah, I know you can. And he did it. I mean, every time these guys saw me, they pulled me over for something. Not the least of which was the registration issue, because I didn't want to surrender my ownership to the property. Well, anyway, the first thing is, am I under arrest? No. Am I free to go? No. And then you invoke your Fifth Amendment right of assistance to counsel and the right to remain silent. Well, one of the next things they'll do, they will tell you is, please get out of the car. You say, sir, I can't get out because of my personal safety. I'm in fear of my life. I invoke my Fifth Amendment right, and I'm in my private property, and I'm waiting on assistance to counsel. And then you'll have these guys say, well, wait a minute, why are you in fear of your life? That's when you explain the use of force continuum. I'll be back in a minute, and we'll continue on with this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Okay, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and I'm explaining here what I finally determined to establish a bright line to deal with traffic citations. And by the way, Jack, if you're out there, call back in. I didn't see you called, and we'll take your call. So this is a way to establish this. Is, am I under arrest? No. Am I free to go? No. That's when a constitutional seizure becomes when a reasonable man with makes a determination that you would be arrested, then a Fourth Amendment seizure, constitutional seizure, has happened. At that point, you have the right to have assistance of counsel because you'll be giving evidence against yourself. You have the right to shut up if you're smart. Then, of course, one of the things that they'll do then is they will try to arrest you. And you have to make the decisions on what the demeanor of the cop is and whatever. They will try to get you out of the car. And that's when I tell them that I'm not going to get out of the car because I'm in fear of my life. And almost invariably they say, well, why are you in fear of my life? Well, sir, I understand that your definition of force is to get me to submit by using your use of force continuum up to and including shooting me. Who in his right mind is going to get out there and get shot in the back? And that gives them usually pause for cause. And I've had them back off on that particular issue of trying to make you, and eventually they wise up, the word gets around, they don't ask you to get out of the car anymore. You never want to get out of your automobile. You're in your private property. You think you are, anyway. You're in their car, but and that's your only safety, because once you get out, they'll just do whatever they want. They'll say you made a, even with these videos going, they'll get around, they'll egg you on, or just like this video of this guy that was tasered because he wouldn't sign something, he wouldn't do an order. He was commanded to submit the jurisdiction to that kangaroo court, because those courts are not constitutional courts. They're administrative courts. They're doing admiralty and equity without the law side. So anyway, this is what I had passed out, this two-page folder. Well, the next thing that they run into is, the next part of this is that to charge you with a crime, because infractions and violations in most states, they vary a little bit, but Alaska, a violation or infraction, a violation is by the troopers, infractions is by the municipal cops. Of course, in our statutes up here, the Alaska State Trooper Public Safety Commissioner is supposed to have a bond to bond all these guys, and of course, he didn't have a bond. Anybody that's dealing against your constitutionally secured rights, as far as the police and the sheriffs and all them, are supposed to have their own bond, has freeholders put up, not some corporate bond. And what they try to get away with in Alaska is they say, oh, yeah, we're bonding. It's an employee bond to protect the state of Alaska from them stealing. It's not an official bond, which is their assets that is held in trust, so that if they violate the law, you can go right against it, and they lose their own personal property. And that's what makes people honest, is when they lose their own, they have something to lose. But the next part of this that is needs to be understood is why they don't say you're under arrest. The reason why they always say no, or almost without exception say no, I can't say always, of course, because there's always the stupid, ignorant ones out there. You can't cure that. I mean, in some of these guys, it's irrelevant what anything says. Like I've talked about constitutional seizure and that, and these cops said, what's that? I said, duh, yep, we're in good company today. So anyway, the reason why they can't arrest you, this has to do with all sorts of child custody issues. It has to do with when the cops, when they do these domestic violence issues. And I'm going to put out one out of Dillingham. But all misdemeanors require first-hand knowledge. The person must witness the misdemeanor. And there's a distinction between a complaint and a information. Now, I'm going to read this, and this is out of a case in Alaska. It's Mabry versus Beaumont. It's M-A-B-R-Y versus B-E-A-U-M-O-N-T, and it's 6 Alaska 512. And it was affirmed by the Ninth Circuit. This is in 1923. A common law distinction between a complaint and an information is that the former is an accusation or charge against the offender made by a private person under oath to the justice of the peace or other proper officer, alleging that the offender has violated the law, while an information was an accusation filed by the prosecuting officer charging an offense against the law. In the former, the party making the accusation was known as the private prosecutor. So now you will see complaints with misdemeanors, and the person that's signing that is the private prosecutor. That's the cop. He's making a professional citizen. He's a professional making citizen's arrest. That's right out of the Wasilla Police Manual. And the information that you will file, because I went down and I got to noticing that the information, but they say by the prosecuting officer, and there is a difference between a prosecutor and a prosecuting attorney. A prosecuting attorney holds a public office. A prosecutor does not. And they will do informations like in Anchorage, and they will put Anchorage, a municipal corporation. The other way they do them is when it's a complaint, it's the municipality of Anchorage, and municipality has a meaning of a private party. So it's the private party of the corporation isn't bringing forth the charge. Anyway, we'll continue more of what's going on behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is Ralph Kremer Winterroad, the second back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, Truth Seeker out of the far north, and exploring what's really going on behind the scenes here with all of these troopers, FBI, IRS guy, all of this non-federal agents. They all have the same type of issue. And all misdemeanors require first-hand knowledge. And if it's a complaint, it'll be made by the police. If it's an information, it'll be made by the, quote, prosecutor, but he's not a prosecuting attorney. But in the issue of the private person, the complaint, the police is the person that is bringing, he's bringing it forth in his private capacity. Now, there's a lot of cases on this, and I'm not going to cite all the cases. I'm going to put this out on a list, actually a brief that I've done, and I'm going to be adding to this brief here yet. It's a brief I've used very sparingly, and it seems to work every time I've used it, because I use it in certain instances where the police is called and somebody's complained, and there's no let's take an instance. Somebody complains that somebody's whopping up on somebody or did something, and they get out there, and the cop listens to one side, sometimes maybe two. Next thing you know, he makes a decision. Now, he hasn't witnessed anything. So the question is, how does he know what's going on? What's supposed to happen is the party that witnessed the crime has to make a citizen's arrest. They become liable. They're the private prosecutor. Then the cop takes their affidavit. They usually have a statement, but takes their affidavit and then files that with the prosecuting attorney, which is the real guy. The prosecutor is the fictional guy. And then the charges are brought forward based on the affidavit of the person with first-hand knowledge. Now, if the policeman does not have first-hand knowledge, he can't file a misdemeanor. He cannot file a misdemeanor charge. Now, I'm going to read some of these out of some of these cases here. These are Alaska cases here. It says, validity of arrest. An arrest is lawful where the peace officer has perceived facts which would lead a reasonable man to believe the arrestee had committed or attempted to commit an offense in his presence. And by the way, this is right in the statutory law. You'll find it in your statutory law. This case here has to be McCoy versus State, 491 P2D 127. An arrest for a misdemeanor may be made by an officer without a warrant is valid if the offense is committed in his presence. That's another case, Miller versus State. Another one here, officers present essential for arrest of person for misdemeanor violation. Under this section, a peace officer, which they're not, may not arrest a person for a misdemeanor violation unless the crime was actually committed or attempted in the officer's presence. And that's one of the better cases. That's Leyland, L-A-Y-L-A-N-D versus State. That's 535 P2D 1043. And there are several other cases, and they all keep going back to the same thing. And then another case is there are two elements involved in the term presence. Number one, the officer must observe acts which are indicative of the commission of an offense, and two, the officer must have been aware that he was in fact seeing an offense being committed. He has to know this. He has to have the probable cause, and he has to visually see it. All misdemeanors, period, without exception. He has to see the charge. Now, of course, one of the next steps that they do, once we understand that these misdemeanor charges must be filed by a party that has first-hand knowledge or a citizen's arrest of the party that did it. And then the cop or the prosecutor, because we don't have prosecuting attorneys anymore. They're all prosecutors. They even say they are because they're part of the administrative state. They then bring forward either a complaint or an information, a complaint by the cop or an information by the prosecutor. Now, once we get this concept down that we've had a constitutional seizure, and if you know how to invoke that, am I under arrest? Am I free to go? And then you invoke your Fifth Amendment right of assistance to counsel and the right to shut the heck up. And if you think Miranda is going to protect you, it does not. It is assistance in some instances, but it is not the law. It says so right in Miranda. Is the cop your private attorney? Can he say when this bright line or this line has been reached where you need to have notice that you're stupid or at least ignorant of what's going on? So now the next little game that they play, now that we got back to the constitutional seizure, how to invoke it, and this is what they really did not. I started making up cards, and I'm going to restart those because these guys are just bound and determined. I need to thank the people who donated some money so I could get it to the Supreme Court of the United States. I filed my brief on time. Tried to file something that they will latch onto because in that particular instance on this Chickalooney tribe out here, village out here, a bunch of War Whoop Indians that are just like the white pale faces. They got their hand in everybody's pocket, and they got bought off. They don't want to be sovereign. Most people don't. White or War Whoop, pale faces, whatever you want to call them. I don't have any use for those people out there because they get free medical, they get all these benefits, and everybody else is paying for it. Then they still bitch. Anyway, I want to thank the people that donated because I did file my Supreme Court brief. I've got a writ of habeas corpus to do. I've got a writ of quo warranto, and that I'm going to put out on the special list for people. Here's the brief. Here's what to do because we need to get these pirates off of our ship, off of our republic, because we're never going to win if we keep letting the pirates sit in the thrones, and they're sitting in the thrones. And, yeah, we may occasionally, I mean, I've had so many traffic citations drop, but my issue with me is they wouldn't allow me into court because they knew they had no evidence. So then what they do is they default them out for money without my knowledge. And that's how they got the driver's license issue. I never could even go to court. Now they just passed a thing that if you're over $1,000, you're a criminal without even being able to get into court. Now, we're going to have some fun over this. You know, but, I mean, they're looking to close people that know the stuff like I'm giving out. They don't want people out there to know what's going on because the whole system would start to collapse on them. Well, another really interesting and very little known, it's almost amazing. You walk into an IRS trial, and you see the IRS guys sitting up there, all these agents sitting there. What the heck are they doing in here? Some of them are going to be witnesses. Yeah, they're going to be witnesses in this trial. What the hell are they doing in here? It's called the exclusionary rule. If you're a witness in this trial, you need to get your butt outside because you shouldn't be hearing somebody else's testimony. And I've tried to exclude the policeman because he's the private prosecutor. They will come up, and here's where it is. It's in the federal and it's in the state. Because anybody that's going to testify should be outside, because otherwise he gets to know what the testimony is and he'll make his jibe with the other guy. That's the whole idea of having different witnesses. You don't want them all in there together conspiring. You want to hear different, their firsthand knowledge of what's going on. And you will see the cops always in there, or you'll see in the IRS trials. That tells you right there you're getting screwed, because here's the guy, and they never put them on first. They usually let everybody else testify, and if they testify, they get up. Here's the key. It's under Evidence Rule 615. Evidence Rule 615. And I'm going to read this stuff right out of the federal criminal. It matches to Alaska's as far as the what's going on. It's about two paragraphs here, but it's really enlightening because people do not know. I asked attorneys, like in Borelli's case, why don't you ask for that cop, Spitzer, to get out of there? Because they had everybody else testifies, and when they get through, he gets up. I said, I want him, why isn't he being excluded? In mine, I tried to get the guy that was going to be excluded, which is Krause. Because Steen got up, another Palmer guy, he gets up. And here is some real enlightening information I'll tell you when we get to the real killer stuff. It says, at the request of a party, this is under Evidence Rule 615, Exclusion of Witnesses. You'll probably find the same thing in every state. At the request of a party, the court shall order witnesses excluded so that they cannot hear the testimony of other witnesses. And it may make the order of it on its own motion. The rule does not authorize exclusion of one, a party who is a natural person. So if you're the party there that, say if you're in a rape case where the woman gets to sit there, or if you've been robbed, you have the right to sit there. Two, an officer or employee of a party which is not a natural person designated as its representative by its attorney. Now, isn't that a killer? Let me read that again. An officer or an employee of a party that is not a natural person designated as its representative by an attorney. So we got the state of Alaska, which is a person. It's a fiction in law. It's got all kinds of cases. And the attorney is designating the cop to sit there on behalf of the fiction, the state of Alaska. Well, the obvious question is, what the heck's the attorney doing? Who is the attorney representing? Boy, they really don't want to go there. And by what authority can an attorney designate somebody to represent a fiction? Because a fiction's representative is supposed to be represented by an attorney only. If you got a corporation, they say, oh, no, you got to have an attorney. That's the one they use. Or the other third one is a person whose presence is shown by a party to be essential to the presentation of the party's case. This is really interesting now. Oh, God, I tell you, when you start reading how they get around this, and then you'll see here, it says, This is in their notes now. So we have, when you go in there, the cop is a representative of a fiction appointed by the attorney. IRS agents are a representative of a fiction. Of course, the question would be, what fiction are you representing? United States of America, United States, the IRS, who are you? And by what authority? Now, they got the efficacy of excluding or sequestering witnesses has long been recognized as a means of discouraging and exposing fabrication, inaccuracy, and collusion. The authority of the judge is admitted, the only question being whether the matter is committed to his discretion or one of right. The rule takes the latter position. It's one of right. Now, here's where it really gets interesting. Several categories of persons are accepted. Number one, exclusion of persons who are parties would raise serious problems of confrontation and due process. Under the accepted practice, they are not subject to exclusion. Well, we got a caller here. Let's go ahead and Mike from Maryland. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I really enjoy your show. You really have a lot of good information, but maybe you could help me out with this one situation here. I was at work. I drive a small pickup truck for an auto parts delivery place.
Yes.
And I was working Saturday, and I got caught speeding. That's the first time I got caught speeding in like 20 years, you know. And so the cop stopped me, and so I tried out your routine. I said, "Am I under arrest?" And he says, "Let me see your ID." I says, "Am I under arrest?" He says, let me see your driver's license. I asked him about three more times. So finally, I just knuckled under and handed him my driver's license. The only reason is because I was driving a company vehicle. I didn't want to cause a row because I might get towed, you know, so I didn't make any waves. So I did write on the ticket, though. Well, I said, I'm not going to sign it. He said, if you don't sign the ticket, we'll arrest you. And I didn't know that they could do that now.
Well, it's interesting. If you go look at that, they have to witness you sign a misdemeanor, and that's his discretion. If you go look at the code in Alaska, and they use that threat, even though it's not a misdemeanor because it's an infraction or a violation normally. If you go look and read it in your statutes, he cannot force you to do that. But they get away with it all the time because you have to go look it up.
But he seemed pretty serious about taking me in, though, and arresting me.
Oh,
though.
Absolutely. And they do it every day of the week, and they get away with it probably 999 times out of 1,000.
So if I wouldn't have signed it, would he have arrested me on the spot?
Absolutely. Ain't no doubt in my mind.
Well, then what would have happened after that? And then he said, and you will sign it, you know? Like,
well,
real
that's right.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So you need to lay the groundwork. When they won't answer the question, then what you do is you answer the question for them, but you need a means to record stuff. Anytime you're in a traveling, you need to have a recorder, an audio recorder, or a video camera, and you just say, well, let the record show that what's his name here is agreed that, you know, am I under arrest? That I'm not. And then you go to the next question, am I free to leave? And
yeah.
If they don't, well, let the record show that he's agreeing that if I tried to leave, that I would be arrested. And then you invoke your constitutional security rights, and you proceed on.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm screwed. I guess I've got to pay the fine now.
You know, on most of these, unless you're really competent, traffic citation is as lengthy as involved almost as a murder, as a felony. And unless you got somebody to help you or got the stuff, basically you are. I mean, some of these states will back off on some of these issues, but you never know because there's no law.
Well, then I did write on the ticket. I refuse to contract with the city of Wheaton, which is the city that happened. Does that do any good?
Not really.
Yeah.
Now, the whole thing is these guys are what they are. They're military, and they're forcing you to surrender. And they got the guns, and so you have to learn how to protect yourself, and then you have to go do some battle. And like I say, they knew that I could tangle with them in court, and that's why they wouldn't ever go to court. But then they turn around behind the scenes and default them out to make money, and then they turn around and make it a crime for the default.
So if I would have stuck to my guns and told them, kept insisting if I'm under arrest.
He probably didn't even know what you were doing.
Yeah, he probably didn't. What do you think would have happened?
But you just have to go ahead and you answer for him in the affirmative, and then you say, well, am I free to go?
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you answer in the affirmative, then you invoke your rights, and then you, under the law of necessity, provide a driver's license.
Then after
you're in fear of your life. Pardon?
And then he peels off the ticket?
Pardon?
And then he go ahead and then he peels off the ticket and I sign it?
Oh, yeah, they go ahead and fill out the ticket. They're like up here. They don't even ask me if I'm going to sign it because I already know the stuff. And I say, well, sir, is this a misdemeanor?
Well, because only under misdemeanor,
a crime being committed, can they force you to sign, which means a promise to appear.
Well, then, are you driving around with your own personal license plates, non-state?
I have right now. Because I got involved in this Chickaloon issue, they've got me under a. If I get caught doing anything, I'm going to spend 5 months in the pokey before I get out. Minimum, I'm going to pay another $4,000 fine. I got 5 years probation. That's what I'm tangling with right at the moment because I got set up. I've had two FBI stings and I've got rid of those. This one was another setup and I got suckered in. So, well, we're going to break and thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, the last section. And, John, I'll get to you. Hold on just a second here because I want to read this thing and another whole part of this because it's there's a whole thing. But under the Criminal Rule 16A and the federal is the same type of thing, is what they do is they withhold evidence to protect persons with the state of Alaska, to protect effective law enforcement, and to protect all the courts and attorney. That's in Criminal Rule 16A. You'll find it in Rule 16 of the thing by motions in limine, and I'm going to read just a short thing, then I'll get your question, because this is really an important issue here of conclusion. This is under the comments of Rule 615. Designation of the representative by an attorney rather than the client may at first appearance glance be an inversion of the attorney-client relationship. But it may be assumed that the attorney will follow the wishes of the client and the solution is simple and workable. The category contemplates the person as an agent who handled the transaction being litigated or an expert needed to advise the counsel in the management of the litigation. So the obvious question is, what the heck is going on there? The attorney is supposed to be representing the client, so what's this other guy doing in there? Anyway, what's your question, John?
Okay, it was more or less of a statement rather than a question in regards to the previous caller. I was involved in a similar situation, and it's probably a good thing that he went ahead and did what he did, because I refused to sign the ticket, and they arrested me. Took me to jail. Now, when they stopped me to get out of the traffic, I pulled off into a shopping center, and I never gave this a second thought. But anyway, they wound up keeping me down at the police station for about 5 hours, holding me there before they ever went ahead and actually locked me up. I spent the night in jail, and I got out. This was on a Friday evening, and when I got out of jail, the next day, I discovered after paying a taxi to take me back to my vehicle that my vehicle had been towed by the police. And it wasn't till Tuesday of the following week before I could find out where my vehicle was. The police kept telling me they impounded it and it was at a such and such spot, and then when I'd call them, they would tell me, no, they didn't have it. And they didn't have it, but that's what the police kept telling me. Finally, by Tuesday of the next day, I located my vehicle, wound up paying like a $325 towing and impound fee, and before it was all over with, I wound up paying the traffic citation as well, spending a night in jail, which the judge gave me no credit for whatsoever. And that ticket wound up costing me almost $600.
Well, I can tell you, first of all, that's the first thing you bring. I always try to get into private property because they don't have any authority. If you park it and leave it there, they have to get the party there's authority to have it towed off of there. That's another one of the things you always want to try to do, but you can't go very far.
Right, right. And, if I wanted to, hire an attorney, and I probably could have, bucked that, because it was on private property, but they just, as soon as they arrested me, they called a tow truck and it was gone. So I was told.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You see, all of these nuances, all of these things, that these guys are so far beyond the law, and it takes a lot of research, and that's what I've done. I've tested it all. I went and ran it right up. They had my truck up. They said they were going to sell it, and I left it down there for 3 months, and it came up, and they didn't sell it because they didn't own it.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to pay $1,800 to get it back because of all the towing. But I tested the idea that they cannot sell your truck at an auction unless it's registered. Anyway, I hear the music, so thanks for calling.
You bet.
And we'll be back next week with more truth. If you want to hear more of this, got a list to donate, and Republic Broadcasting, send money. This stuff is not free. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show, and hopefully it'll help somebody, and we'll see you next Sunday. With recent